Is it not loaded yet?
No. A very good afternoon. My name is Ratna, and I'm a PhD student at Texas A&M University. The title of today's talk is Enhanced Molybdenum Uptake in Rice. So the very first question that comes to your mind is, why do we have to learn molybdenum? So as you all know, molybdenum is an essential element, though it is required only in trace elements and plants. And one of the most important roles is that it acts as a cofactor for the nitrate reductase. And you might be knowing that this is the enzyme that is required to convert nitrate into nitrite. However, molybdenum is not available in highly acidic soils because it's easily fixed by the clay particles. So in such a deficiency situation, the crop productivity goes down. To give a little bit of background of the project, in 2007 and 2008, preliminary trials were done in Texas AgriLife Research and Extension Center at Beaumont. Over 1,600 rice accessions from over 100 countries were evaluated. And this study identified rice varieties with extreme grain mineral composition. So this extreme mineral composition is conferred by genes. And this brings to the long-term goal of this project, which is to discover genes that enhance molybdenum uptake. To accomplish this goal, we have a couple of objectives. And in the first objective, we will do one objective after the other. In the first objective, we are trying to test if the high-grain molybdenum varieties reflect high seedling leaf molybdenum also. For this, different rice varieties which were selected for extreme element concentration were planted at 7 to 10 day interval, giving a total of 7 reps. And when the final rep was 2 weeks old, leaves were sampled from all the different stages, and we are talking about 5 centimeter leaf tips from the most recent and fully open leaves. And these samples were sent to Purdue University, where it was analyzed using ICP-MS, which is the inductively coupled plasma emission mass spec. So these are the preliminary 2007-2008 grain data. And as you can see, we are looking at 6 varieties which are high in grain molybdenum. The first 5 are from Malaysia. The US score 823 is from Iran. And we are comparing these varieties with the standard US variety Lamont. So as you can see, the high grain molybdenum varieties are as high as a little over 2 ppm, while the US variety is a little less than 0.5 ppm. So we were going to test if these varieties were going to reflect high leaf molybdenum also. And in the x-axis here, you see the grain molybdenum. And in the y-axis, you see the leaf molybdenum, which is basically the leaf molybdenum. And out of the 6 varieties, we saw 5 varieties which showed strong association. So we concluded that there is an association between high grain molybdenum and high leaf molybdenum in at least these particular varieties. And what this implies is that in future, we can focus our study on seedling stages, and we don't have to grow these varieties an entire season and wait until harvest and look at the grain mineral data to look at the patterns. So this is going to save a lot of capital, labor, material, and time. So we hypothesize that these high molybdenum varieties might be exhibiting an acid tolerance mechanism because all these 5 varieties are coming from Malaysia, where the soils are very acidic. We also hypothesize that these varieties might be having a high mining efficiency, which might be exclusively for root trait. So that brings us to the second objective. And in the second objective, we are trying to see whether these varieties are showing acid tolerance. And we are going to look at the acid tolerance based by quantifying the shoot rates and the root rates. So as we said, we see that most of the varieties are originating from Malaysia with high grain molybdenum, and these soils have pH of 4.7 under flooded conditions, and they might be having an enhanced ability to mine molybdenum, which we just now saw as high leaf molybdenum, and this might be reflecting as a good plant health. And because we saw that molybdenum can be studied in seedling stages, this study and also the future studies are going to be on seedling stages. Moving to the materials and methods, we are looking at a growth chamber study, a factorial design with three varieties and three pH regimes. And the three varieties are the 356 that we saw, which is from Malaysia, 823, which is from Iran, and then we are comparing with the standard US variety Lamont. And the pH regimes are 4.7, 5.4, and 6.1. So these are the parameters that we measure during the growth stages. To begin with, the initial plant height, leaf color and number, physiological processes like photosynthesis, photosynthetic efficiency or the chlorophyll fluorescence, respiration, and then the root characteristics. And here we are looking at 16 different root traits. Now, the roots are analyzed using root images. So what we're basically doing is getting root images from the photo studio, which basically has a laptop, which is connected to a turntable right here, and at the same time connected to the camera. So the software in the laptop is going to synchronize the turntable rotations with the camera snaps in such a way that there will be an image taken every 18 degrees, giving a total of 20 images per plant. Now all these images are later converted into a black and white image, or which is known as the adaptive thresholding in MATLAB software. And further, it is converted into binary images, and we are basically looking at the white pixels in the black background to quantify all the 16 root traits. And then when the plants are 4 weeks old, they are harvested, and then we look at the final plant height, leaf color and number, and also we quantify the fresh and dry root and shoot masses. Moving to the results, we did not find any differences in the shoot rates in any of the varieties or any of the pH regimes. However, we see that the Malaysian variety 355 shows a very distinct root architecture. It has a very small root biomass and root width, very small area and perimeter, and at the same time very large root radius and a very long root length distribution. Root length distribution is the ratio of the roots that are in the top one-third to the roots at the bottom two-thirds. So, as you have already glanced, these are the roots at different acidic pHs. And as you can see, that the US Core 356 shows a really long root system, and most of the roots are concentrating on the top one-third when compared to US Core 823 or Lamont. So, To conclude, we see that there are some acid-triggered responses in US Core 355 coming from Malaysia. So these are some of the root characteristics that we will be looking into detail when it comes to the F2 progenies. And we are in the process of identifying different root morphological features that show a pH and a varietal interaction. And that concludes my presentation. And before I conclude, I would like to acknowledge the National Science Foundation for the funding, Dr. David Saul for analyzing the leaf samples, and all my lab mates and my colleagues. And let me know if you have any questions. Yes, sir. Actually, they are grown in netted foam disc. I basically germinate right in that disc. And then 2 weeks after germination, I transplant them into hydroponics. Okay. Yes, sir. The question was whether there is any genotypic variation between the molybdenum uptake.
For retranslocation or movement of molybdenum out of vegetative tissue to the
This study was done only up till 4 weeks. Probably if we continue that study until harvest, and if we are analyzing the grain data, probably we will be able to get an answer to that question.
Are there any other questions?
Yes, sir. If I understood, the question was basically if there is any molybdenum toxicity to humans. No, so far we haven't heard of any, but we are basically looking at the plant nutrition point. So even plants need as low as 0.01% per dry matter, and at that level it's not going to be toxic to human beings.
If there are no other questions, join me in thanking Ratna, please.
Thank you.